wrapped up into one, you know, with a certain amount of tongue in cheek. I definitely, you can't do horror without having a punchline. I think you need to make the audience laugh. As if you scare them, you need to make them laugh at the same time.
Was there as much tongue in cheek at the start as there is now?
Not as much, even though it actually probably on a Spinal Tap level there was, you know, when things went wrong and you were trying to be so serious up there. But I think there was always a sense of humor involved. I mean, for one thing is that all of the bands, even the bands, all of the rock press, all had this opinion that if you did theatrics, you weren't a very good band because nobody had ever done it. And if we had a 10-hour rehearsal schedule, 9 hours of that was rehearsing music because we realized we had to make the cake before we could put the icing on it. And then we would spend the other hour on how are we going to make this thing look good. Well, if it's a Ballad of Dwight Fry, he should be in a straitjacket. It should be a cold white light over him. He should be, the audience should feel the claustrophobia when he breaks out. Well, there's the nurse that put him in it, and she's a nurse ratchet. He should, like, strangle her. And, of course, then they take him to the gallows, and they hang him. And then he comes back out in white top hat and tails, schools out, and balloons, Busby Berkeley. You know,